Ram truck owners have heart for being fearless, determined, and bold. That's why it's time for you to be a Ram. Make the move to a 2023 Ram 1500 with optional features that take your ride to the next level, like an available multifunction tailgate and the available Ram Box Cargo Management System for versatile exterior storage, plus a premium audio system that turns every trip into an amazing music experience. Ram trucks, built to serve. See more of what Ram has to offer at ram.com.
Live and local on the Jeff Kennedy Show on the Legend 93.5 AM 930.
As usual on Mondays, it's time for our Lancaster Leadership Toolbox, and we are privileged to be joined again by Katie Whittakin, leadership coach, trainer, facilitator, and strategist for Lancaster Leadership. Katie, welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Really appreciate you being here. So this time, we're going to be talking about own your influence. So first off, you have to have some influence to own, but we'll get there in a moment. So don't we all have influence automatically? And so what do you mean by own your influence?
Yeah, I think the question, to answer your question, yes, we do. But I think the question we should be asking ourselves is, do we have the intention behind our influence that we really want? So really, I think it comes down to asking yourself two questions. What is the influence you want to have at work? And what are you doing to ensure that influence?
I think that's interesting. You know, what are you doing to ensure that influence? I think a lot of times we have a tendency maybe to shy away from that influence because it maybe creates tasks or responsibilities that we don't want.
Yeah, I think that is inherently true when it comes to being leadership. But when we all are leaders in our own way, and we all have influence in every social interaction. So we might as well be intentional with it, because when we're not, unintentional things can occur.
Absolutely. So what if you don't have much influence at work due to your role?
You know, I think we all have experienced someone who maybe isn't a manager or supervisor who has a lot of influence over a team. Think of that person who walks into the room and starts complaining about everything that's not working. Whether they intend to or not, they're having a large influence on that group. So I think it's really important to note that no matter what, if you're interacting with other human beings, you have an influence. So let's be intentional. What is the influence I want to have, and what am I doing to ensure I have it?
We're talking with Katie Whittakin, leadership coach, trainer, facilitator, and strategist for Lancaster Leadership. Of course, this is our weekly Lancaster Leadership Toolbox, and we're discussing own your influence. So what can leaders do to be more intentional with their influence?
Number one, don't assume. Don't assume you're having the influence you intend to have. It's important not only to self-assess what is the influence I'm trying to have, whether that be one of support or encouragement, honesty, transparency, and then ask. Ask all of those around you, whether they report to you or you report to them. It doesn't matter what their position is. If you're interacting with them, ask them the type of influence you're having, just to make sure that you're meeting your intention.
It takes a lot of courage to show that level of vulnerability.
It does. It means having to put a little bit of our ego down and be open to different perspectives of ourselves.
Ouch. So what can leaders do if someone on the team is having a negative influence?
You know, I actually come across this question a lot. In the previous example of someone who shows up to a team meeting and complains about everything not working, there's a lot of people who can relate to that scenario. And as a leader, it's time to have a difficult conversation. It's time to pull that person aside, but also to recognize the strengths. If they weren't passionate, they wouldn't be verbalizing their concerns and complaints. And I'd take somebody who's verbalizing with passion over someone who's checked out any day. So I think it's important to recognize their strengths and ask them to start using their influence intentionally with the team.
More valuable insights from our Lancaster leadership team. This is Katie Whittakin, leadership coach, trainer, facilitator, and strategist for Lancaster Leadership. Katie, thank you so much for your insights.
Thank you for having me.
All right, you've been locked into the Lancaster Leadership Toolbox, brought to you by Lancaster Leadership, cultivating lifelong leaders. So Monica, how do you take that lesson from Katie Whittakin? Valuable insights, I said. So, and we were talking before we came on today. It was, you know, those moments that we have in the studio here where we encourage each other, where we,
yes,
you know, before we come on, right? So your influence, how do you personally take ownership of your influence?
Oof, that's kind of a tough one. I guess I've never really considered something like that before. But now that I've listened to this, I might change how I behave around people. Because I know that I do have influence and I don't always think about it. You know what I mean? It's not always on the forefront of my brain. So I feel like sometimes maybe I overreact to certain things, and the people that I do influence are the ones that often see me do those kinds of things. So I think it's important to sort of manage my emotional intelligence when I'm surrounded by people that I influence.
Very good. Manage your emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. manage your reaction
yes.
to things. Well, and you know, here's the thing. The flip side of that is there's going to be situations because you have influence that you don't want to swing so far mm-hmm. that you underreact when...
Yes.
You know, maybe the situation calls for
right.
a little bit different type of yeah. or more directness.
Absolutely. You know? I think realism is important too. Yeah. Like, you know, being honest, and everyone knows that you're a human, you know, fellow human. But you have to maintain like a certain professionalism, I think, at least when you're in the workplace.
For sure. For sure. Again, valuable insights from our friends at Lancaster Leadership, providing us with these tools, the tools for our toolbox each and every Monday at 7:35, and we thank them for that. All right, we're going to get back to some of the things that we're talking about. And I know I was fired up